Len Casper.
Baez, deep to left, a grand slam into the bullpen.
Cubs TV play-by-play man.
Can you bunt the ball onto Waveland? That's my question.
Way out of here. Hello, Sheffield.
Kevin Hart is here.
I'm going to tell you, because I don't know if anybody else has ever told you, you have an amazing voice, man. Goodness.
Thank you. Like got to hear him sing.
It's like a dove. If a dove could talk, this is what it would sound like. Yeah, that's
never been told that.
Twitter.com/LenCasper.
Oh, baby, Chris Bryant. A deep drive. Way back. Ball game over. Cubs win. Cubs win.
Len Casper. Talking Cubs with Molly and Haw.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always a joy to talk to Len Casper. Len, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Len.
Doing great, guys. Refreshed after an off day yesterday and ready for a fun weekend on the South Side. It's kind of it's unique, right, to see the Cubs and White Sox play this late in a season. I can't remember ever having a series this late.
Yeah, it's certainly late in the year, and you know, one team is playing out the string and another team has got big plans for the future. So I don't know what to expect from it. I don't know. It's just, you know, ever since Kopech went down, it's really hard to even think about the White Sox, Len, to be brutally honest. It's just sad.
You know, the one thing they're going to try to do is make it as hard on the Cubs as possible to get closer to clinching, and that's the way it should be. And if you're the Cubs, you're right. You're just focused on piling up as many wins here as you can, and you know, not only locking up a playoff spot, but more importantly, getting that division magic number as close to zero as possible.
You know, Len, the Cubs have dealt with a lot of issues this year, a lot of adversity they've overcome. You mentioned the recent 30 games scheduled in 30-day stretch. They woke up this morning to another one, I'm afraid. And I think that the allegations from Melissa Russell, the ex-wife of Addison Russell, on Instagram and in her WordPress account about the domestic violence she endured. And she goes into great detail. It's disturbing to read. We know there was an investigation last year by Major League Baseball and the Cubs, which she did not cooperate with. But this is new information. How do you think the Cubs will proceed? How do you think? What was your reaction when you heard about it?
Well, I literally just heard about it before I got on the air with you guys. I haven't read anything about it. I know that these things are taken very seriously internally, and I'm sure the Cubs will be asked about it when they get to the ballpark today. And, you know, I think everyone will have to kind of wait and hear what they have to say about it. You know, you certainly don't want to deal with these distractions at this time of year from a baseball perspective, but this, you know, could be well beyond that, and I'm sure they'll handle it in the proper way.
Yeah, it is. You know, we don't have enough information on it. It's very hard to talk about it, Len. But I think that, you know, I just read the whole thing, and it, again, it's just hard to read and think about him in the same way. And again, this is her side of it. I don't know if he's going to talk about it, but you know, I don't know how they go about investigating this sort of thing. I don't know. There are no criminal charges. I don't know if that's coming. I don't know how this sort of thing works. There are a couple references to a lot of it is, you know, emotional and psychological abuse, the way she describes it. There was a reference, the first time I was physically mistreated by my spouse, I was in shock, and that's disturbing to hear. As time went on, abusive behavior happened more often in arguments, more so when he was under the influence. You know, obviously he cheated on her. I mean, she documents a lot of stuff like that. And I just think that, you know, it's going to be hard to think about him in the same way. We were talking about whether, you know, you try to get in front of it. Do you want him to play? Do you want him at the ballpark today? Do you suspend him, or do you wait and see what happens? And some guy just immediately responds, you guys should be suspended. We live in America. People have rights, these rights. He's innocent until proven guilty. I don't think we're trying to convict him. I'm just thinking that this is a very difficult situation to deal with. And, you know, it's just you're left flummoxed by the whole thing.
Yeah, you know, as I said, I was floored to hear anything about it. You know, and I think a lot of people probably just processing it this morning. And as I said, I trust Theo and Tom Ricketts and the Cubs organization and Addison himself, you know, to deal with this in a proper manner and try to make sure that not only is it handled well from a baseball perspective, but as you say, it goes well beyond that. So I'm sure it'll be brought up quite a bit this morning and this afternoon by the media to the Cubs when they're at the park today, and they'll all handle it, I believe, properly as they have in the past.
You don't know if it's cause-effect, Len, but is it fair to say that, you know, you look back to last year, and June 7th, 2017 was when this originally came to light. Addison Russell was a player that at one point looked like a future MVP. I think you even have referred to that. He looked like a guy that was going to be a perennial all-star. Has not been the same player for the last, you know, couple seasons. Do you see a relationship between some of the issues he's maybe dealt with off the field and on, or do you think that's going too far?
I don't know if anyone can ever really say how or why a guy is struggling or is successful on the field. You know, they all have personal lives. I'm sure in some cases those things matter and do affect a player's play. Sometimes they don't. I think this year, I will speak to that. I think the injuries he has dealt with are things he hasn't really talked about a lot. I think offensively with the finger injury that's been lingering, that has had an effect. I know he's had the right shoulder issue at times this season as well. But I think it's fair to say that he hasn't ascended as much as certainly I thought and a lot of people thought. Offensively, defensively, I think he's been the same guy. But offensively, certainly it hasn't been as good a year as a lot of people thought. And I think there are a few guys in that boat as well. But I can't really get in a guy's head, and nor would I want to, based on, you know, any sort of non-baseball issue that could be affecting it.
Len, we'll let you go. Obviously, it's the Sox against the Cubs this weekend, and you know, we wondered this morning if this is still a rivalry. Is this a rivalry? Was it ever a rivalry? It's teams that, you know, are in obviously the same city, but in you know, different leagues, and certainly teams that you don't think of as
different other places. Than,
well, they're
in their development.
Different
yeah.
places in their development. Good way to put it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is a rivalry for the fans for sure. I think the intensity at the ballpark is different. I've noticed it, and this is my 14th year, so about, you know, 27, 28 series worth of Cubs White Sox. But in terms of the team rivalry, you know, the teams change, right? You know, the Cubs have been kind of the same team here the last 3 or 4 years, but the White Sox are in that transition mode. They've gotten a lot younger. I don't think there are a ton of guys, you know, I don't know if Abreu's probably not available this weekend. You know, he's one guy who's played against the Cubs a lot, but if he doesn't play, I mean, there just aren't a lot of guys who've been in this series. So, you know, when it was Barrett-Pruszynski, I think there was a lot of juice. previously, you know, Sosa and Frank Thomas and all that stuff. But now I think internally it's just another series on the schedule. And I think for both teams, what it is when the White Sox play the Cubs at Wrigley, they get to sleep in their own bed, vice versa for the Cubs. So that's the thing I think both teams, you know, we probably don't talk about that enough with all the travel we have during the season. The fact that it is a hometown series, I think, is really beneficial for both franchises.
Great stuff, Len. Thanks a ton.
Thanks, Len.
All right, guys. Talk to you next week.
All right, buddy. That is Len Casper.